One, two, three, four. I used to be firm and shiny and round until a new mode for me was found. They squished me and poured me into a pail and decided to call me a tomato cocktail. Now people slurp me through a straw instead of nibbling at me like before. Mix me with vodka and call me Bloody Mary. Mix me with hot sauce and I get pretty scary. But I still use my maiden name, 'cause when it comes right down to it, I'm still the same. So if you want me for some salivating flavor, just ask the waiter for the little tomato. Now people slurp me through a straw instead of nibbling at me like before. Mix me with vodka and call me Bloody Mary. Mix me with hot sauce and I get pretty scary. But I still use my maiden name, 'cause when it comes right down to it, I'm still the same. For me, what you want me for? Mix me with vodka. So if you want me for some celebrating flavor, just ask the waiter for the little tomato.
The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
It's a lovely thing to walk out on the stage and see an entire room full. I could kiss you all on the mouths, you know? Entire room full. I could kiss you all on the mouths, you know? It's a room full. I could kiss you all on the mouths, you know? Kiss you all on the full. I could kiss your room full. I could kiss you all on the mouth and see an entire room full to walk out on the stage. You know, it's a lovely thing to walk out on the stage and see an entire room full. I could kiss you all on the mouths, you know? It's a funny... My feet are killing me. And it's hard to be sexy when your feet are swollen. And it's hard to be sexy... You're killing me. I could kiss you all on the mouths, you know? May I just take... May I just take a minute out to thank you so much. You know, it's a lovely thing. To thank you so much. You know, it's a lovely thing to walk out on the stage and see an entire room full. I could kiss you all on the mouth, you know? It's a funny... My feet are killing me. And it's hard to be sexy when your feet are swollen right over the shoes. You think it's easy pushing fat Jewish feet into thin Italian feet are swollen. have to thank you. You know, it's a lovely thing to walk out on the stage and see an entire room. I could kiss you all in the mouth, you know? It's a funny thing. And it's hard to be sexy when your feet are swollen.
Thank you. Frequencies were first noticed in Scandinavia by the military in the 30s. and were put down at the time to secret Nazi transmitters. But the voices spoke in unknown and mixed tongues, and after the war, no records of secret Nazi transmissions ever came to light. The voices didn't stop after the war, but their rapidity and their transient nature precluded study. That is, until the tape recorder came into common usage in the 50s. A group of radio hams in Chicago studied the strange transmissions, male and female voices speaking in polyglot mode and lyrical tones. But it was not until 1959 that a Russian-born Swedish citizen, radio and TV producer and filmmaker, Friedrich Jurgensen, noticed intrusions on tape and commenced his own systematic study. A disturbing fact soon emerged. The voices zeroed in onto the Swede, addressing him by name, revealing a knowledge of his thoughts and actions, and claiming to be the voices of deceased friends and acquaintances. The news spread rapidly, and soon experimenters and scientists all over the world were attempting to duplicate Jurgensen's work. Prominent among them was the Latvian psychologist Konstantin Raudiva. The effect on parapsychologists was traumatic. Accustomed to investigating the blind forces of the poltergeist and endless and somewhat boring card and dice-guessing experiments, they were confronted at once with living voices, which answered back. Speech being a mark of intelligence and a highly structured artifact. Taken by surprise, the British parapsychologists, without conducting experiments, rejected the objectivity of the voices, explaining them as breakthrough from taxis, police messages, or simply mechanical noises in the tape recorder. But their European counterparts were more cautious, and possibly with greater technical resources, they soon found out that they were indeed confronted with voices of unknown origin on tape, voices which were human-like, but exhibiting odd characteristics, like constructing a sentence from the elements of one or more languages, impinging on a regular broadcast, and by a strange process of metamorphosis, twisting the words of the speaker to suit their purposes and messages. The utterances were strangely lyrical and musical, but compressed and truncated. Rigorous economy with words and the free use of coined words was common, the so-called neologisms. But like all paranormal phenomena, the voices came and went unpredictably. If the investigator probed too closely as to their source, it seemed as though they broke contact and left him stranded. This is known as the decline effect in psychical research. It is as though there are barriers and constraints against full contact and confrontation. It may be argued that a study of the voices on tape of non-human origin contributes nothing to our survival biologically, and that our sensory apparatus needs to be closely focused on material affairs to ensure our economic and planetary survival. The voices may be a mutant development of some remote corner of the subconscious mind, or a transient byproduct of the electromagnetic pollution which now rings our planet and presses outward into space. Or then again, the voices may herald the first tentative contact with intelligences from a parallel world, who, occasionally, when conditions are right, and at the interface between two separate realities, reach out to us, manipulating electronic apparatus and energies in ways at present unknown to us, studying our languages, probing our minds, presenting us, in many cases, with what we want to hear, or what they imagine we expect to hear. Between 1973 and 1977, I was situated in a so-called window area, an area in a city with a high electromagnetic flux. Nearby, a mass X-ray center, a radio capsule, and utilizing an ordinary receiver tuned to the air, I was able to record when I was in the same time. I'm going to go to the next one.
Listening to Radio Ravioli. We're cooking, as we always do every week. My name's Olivia, and we're here. And it's February. February 2018. This is Brian Eno's Thursday afternoon. It's not quite afternoon yet here in the studio, but when it comes, when afternoon comes, we can say it was summoned by this song. Thank you.
been a long week. A long day. A long 2018 so far. So here's to moving beyond the past. To transfer our energy here in this new day. Last week I made ravioli live, so if you have any recipes you'd like to send, you can email me, olivia@wfmu.org. I got this great, I've been meaning to respond, I got this great playlist, YouTube playlist of ravioli compilations that, I don't know if I responded to the email, but I so appreciated it. So you can email me, olivia@wfmu.org. And even if I don't respond, I definitely get it and appreciate it. Here in the studio, we are mixing sounds and boiling many waters. So stay with us. Transforming these ingredients into nutrients for our day, which is coming. Thank you.
is near. Till it's time to go. I do not fear the time. Who knows how my love grows? And who knows where the time?
That energy actually gets into the plant. 99% is going to move through it, bounce off of it, the plant doesn't get it. Only 1% actually goes into the producer, and we call that the gross primary productivity.
Hey.
It's the amount of energy that the plant actually gets. Now, what's the plant going to do? It has to survive. And so it's doing respiration. That's where most of the energy goes. And a small percent of it goes to what's called the net primary productivity. That's the amount that the plant gets if we subtract the amount that it uses in respiration. So the bad news, not much energy goes into the producer.